Okay, we left off last week, very difficult piece of Gemara. The first sugya we were dealing with was Issur Chalal Issur, in which we explained Bariches, the two components of Ein Issur Chalal Issur, the two different approaches, how to learn Ein Issur Chalal Issur, and one was looking at it more mitzvah the object, which means that once you have a chayfetz that's osur, that chayfetz remains with that original issur. The second issur can't be chal. Envision it like a cup that's full. There's no room to put anything new into the cup, so it's full. Which is a lashon we find in Rishonim. Savala isura, the issur is full. We find that terminology. And then there's another way to learn, which is that no, the second issur actually is chal. It's just mitzad the odom, mitzad the person. You cannot be held responsible, or it's not punishable. It's almost like the svar of kamle b'derabba minei mishum rishachas atamachayvoi viatamachayv ishtei rishias. Those kinds of svaris, which you have in shas frequently. Those are not svaros of chalois. Those are svaros of what mitzad the person. We can't hold you responsible for two actions. If you did one ma'isa, you're not held responsible for two actions. That kind of a thing. So really, one is looking at Ein Issur Chalal Issur mitzad the person, and one is looking at Ein Issur Chalal Issur mitzad the object. And we went through various chilukim of what we would be looking for in order to make that it should be Issur Chalal Issur. What would you need in order to make that? So again, if it's mitzad the person, so it's almost Ein Issur Chalal Issur, really the focus is the person, not the object. So then what we're really looking for more so in an Issur Chalal Issur case would be if the second Issur is more inclusive on people, there's more people that would be Negeah to that Issur. It will include more people. So then there's no din of Ein Issur Chalal Issur. Because the whole din of Ein Issur Chalal Issur is mitzad the Adam. Meaning the Torah said that we want something is already also on the person. So when the second Issur is chal, the person is not responsible for that second Issur that comes. If that's the case, if the second Issur is more inclusive in who it includes, mitzad people, that would be a reason for it to be chal. Flip side. If we say that the reason why Ein Issur Chalal Issur is because it's sov alo yisura, because there's no room. Once it's already osur, objectively, the second issur can't be chal, then there's a strong logic to say that the second issur, even if it's more chomer than the first, even if it's more inclusive than the first issur, it doesn't make a difference. It would have to be that there's something objectively more about it. So then, if it's Issur Moisef, if the Issur is including more, then it's not Sov Alo Yisura. Because look at it like this. This cup is full, but it's filling another cup. It's filling another component of Issur. So what I was basically trying to tell you is that Koilel and Moisef go in different directions. They're not going necessarily in the same direction. They're addressing potentially two different reasons why Ein Issur Chalal Issur. One is looking at the person, and one is looking mitzad the object, the actual heftza of the if the heftza, for the problem is that the heftza is already osur, so now we have to see that the heftza is becoming, the issur is being enhanced mitzad the heftza. So the chiddush of Atana, as the Gemara says, is that it embraced both. So we left by Yitzorachi and how that works. But then we got into a much more complicated chalik, which is the second Mishnah that we were learning here, which came out with a machloikis tanoim, whether if somebody lived with a woman who is both his mother-in-law and the mother of his mother-in-law, the mother of his father-in-law, that it all goes under the one Shem, the Tana machloikis between the Tana and Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, if you chayiv multiple times for each chamoisai, or im chomiv, or you only chayiv one. So the Tanakhama said, v'chein abo aleim chomiv aleim chamoisai, and Rabbi Yechon ben Uri said, abo chamoisai, chayiv aleim mishum chamoisai, v'im chamoisai, v'im chomiv. If you have one woman that has all these multiple shemas, you'll be chayiv for several. And on that, the Tanakhama tells him, omuloy de chachomim to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, shloshton shem echore. They're all three one shame. Okay. So, simply when you read the Mishnah, there isn't really a lamdash machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. There's a practical machlekes. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri holds that a mother-in-law is one shem. The mother of a mother-in-law is another shem. The mother of a father-in-law is another shem. These are all different shemas. It's in-law, you could call it in-law Yisurim, but they're all one shem. They're all separate shemas. And that would be the simple. In fact, last week we brought here in the Maram HaKemis, if you still have them, we brought the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs. And the Rambam counts separate lavim for each one. He counts in Shin Lamed Zayin, Migalois Ervas Isho Bita. That's chamoisa. And then he says, "Va'mitzvah shin lamidches, hu shizironu migalois isha ubas beno." That's bas pito. "Va'mitzvah shin lamidches, hu shizironu migalois ervas isha ubas pito, v'hu amu v'es bas pito loisikach, v'ubekores." So. These are all separate psukim, separate lavim. And in fact, the Gemara says, in the end of our Gemara, if you look at the last couple of words in the Gemara, Omar Bavu, Emak Ravu, Omar Bechlan, Tom Vom Bechlan, Shera Haino, Zimohi, Akosu Vason, the Kulom, Zimo Achas. When the Gemara is explaining the Shita of the Tanakhama, in relationship to how Sumchas would hold, like the Tanakhama, the Gemara says that the reason for the din of the Tanakhama is because it's one, because since the Torah at the end said Zimohi, it included all of them in one Zima. Meaning if not for that Pasuk, Tanakhama would also agree that Yechayev three. Yeah. It's Metzias of three Tzukin. But Rashi, but again, Zima Achas, Ein Echayev, Al Ishu Bitu, Bas Bitu, Bas Beno, Bebi Achas. Why? Because it said Zima Achas. So, and you see from the Rambam Taka, that it's Taka three separate Lavan. He counts it as three separate Lavan. And still in all, since the Torah, we have this extra puzzle of Zima. And that's what Agamara is saying. The bottom line is Agamara is saying, if not for Zima, you'd be Chayev, three. You'd be chayiv multiple times. For chamoisoi, your name chamoisoi, you'd be chayiv multiple times. Yeah, the Gemara's explained Tanakhama. Because the Gemara's trying to say, Sumchus, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, and Sumchus Amru Dover Echad. Then the Gemara says, no, Sumchus could actually hold like a Tanakhama. Why? The Gemara explains, because over there, you know, it's a goof and chaluk and ever, we explained it. Over here, the Torah made it one Zima. So that seems to be the way the Gemara is explaining the Shita of the Tanakhama. And that's why the Gemara holds that Sumchas would agree. So when we learn our Mishnah simply, it's a machloikis whether we consider Chamoisoi and Eim Chamoisoi one shame or not. If Taka would be one shame, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri would agree to the Tanakhama. And if it would be clearly multiple shemes, then the Tanakhama would agree with Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. But because it's a shtickle mezakish Torah lebeitre, the Torah gave us three lavim. Still in all, the Torah then included it in Zimahain. That's the machlekes. So it's really a very practical machlekes. It's not a lumdish machlekes. It's a practical machlekes. And if you look in Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, he also underscores this idea that according to the Tanakhama, they all have one Shem. They're all called one Shem. That means the Tanakhama agrees. Tanakhama says clearly, "Kul shloshton Shem echode." absolutely wrong. If we would have one pasuk that the Torah would say, Al tova el imchov el achoyscha ve'el you'd be chayiv sep. When we say one, the mistake that you're making of Daniel is that when it says chad kho, it doesn't mean chad kho. It means one ribuy. One, you have to look at it, not chad kho, chad yalfuso. Not chad kho. One pasuk doesn't matter. If you had one pasuk that said 37 lavim, there is no machlekes in kol ha-terakula, it would be kol of tekfira to say. If you had one pasuk that said 36 lavim, loy sasakein, v'loy sasakein, v'loy sasakein, v'loy sasakein, how many malchus would you be chayev? Of course, I have one pasuk. Not only that, you could have one yafuse, loy sasa kol malach on Shabbos, and you'll be chayev for each avera, another malchus. So one pasuk doesn't play a role. When it says chad kho, it's a chad yalfusa. Rashi is not saying anything more. It doesn't mean to argue with the Gemara. When the Gemara says at the end, zima hein, the Torah now put it into one zima. But taka, if it would be separate lavim and separate shemes, the Tanakhama would agree. And that's why the Tanakhama says, kulon shloshton shemechale. Rashi is not coming to say anything more than explaining what the Gemara means when the Gemara at the end of the Gemara says, zima hein. What does the Gemara mean by those words, zima hein? The Gemara means that final pasuk of zima hein is including all of these three. So that pasuk is a unifying factor. It's not a one pasuk. Not only that, psukim weren't even separated in Moshe Mitzrayim the way we have our psukim separated today, but that's a separate issue. But the problem is not one pasuk. The problem is one yalfusa. I don't think anybody would say that if you have multiple lavim in one pasuk.
Not multiple lavim, lav, and then the list that we don't
lav and what?
Don't have relations with, and then these are listed three ladies. That's what I understood last week to say. Don't have a relationship with this lady.
His Ilonu, let's read the pasuk again. His Ilonu migalois erva ubito. Vo'oiver alav, that's the lav, that's Shin Lamed Zayin. V'amitzvah Shin Lamed Ches, u'zironu migalois ervas isho u'bas b'no. V'hu omru, es bas b'no. It's a separate pasuk, es bas b'no. V'amitzvah Shin Lamed Tes, u'zironu migalois ervas isho u'bas b'to. V'hu omru, ves bas b'to, loy tzikach. It's a separate pasuk. Not pasuk. Separate yafusa. Now, the Gemara at the end doesn't say Chad Kohen. The Gemara says Sheiro Heino Zimo Hi Hakosu Vason Lekulam Zimo Achas. Zokt Rashi Abul Hocho Af Al Gav Dal Yidei Bito Bas Beno Nesras Kena Olav Gimel Isurim. Even though it's three Isurim, still Zimo Achas Teine Chayev Al Ishu Bito Bas Beno Biak Mastiton El Achas Vahainu. Because of the Zima Achas. Meaning, if not, Rashi is saying, even though it is three Isurim, so L'chayra of three Isurim, you should be high of three separate ones. But since the Torah said, what's Rashi saying? Not Rashi, the Gemara. If it wouldn't have said Zimahim, what would have been? If it wouldn't have been Zimahim, what would have been? What's the Gemara saying? What would have you been high of? Exactly. If the Torah wouldn't have said Zimohen, what is our Gemara saying? How many would you be chayev? What? No, but I'm asking you. The Gemara is saying without the pasuk of Zimohen, what's the Gemara saying? Three. So what do you see? It's taka three different shemes. It would have, if not for Zima. But now that it said Zima, it's a unifier. And Rabbi Yechim ben Uri holds, somehow Zimahein doesn't do that. It doesn't do that. So really, it's a very practical machloikis. It's not a lumdish machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yechim ben Uri. It's a practical machloikis. They both agree that if it will be three shemes, you'd be high of three. And if it will be one shame, you'd be high of one. The Shaul's had to qualify it. Obviously, the Rambam is counting. The Rambam paskins like the Chachomim, right? They chayev one, and still in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he counts separate lavin. What do you mean, how many malki, if you're over each one independently?
So that would still be one lav.
It says, bitah ves bas bitah. The Torah says, don't marry the daughter, don't marry the granddaughter. I don't know what you mean.
So what's the difference when you call one lav or three lav?
The nafkamina would be if you have one woman that has both to her, the case that we had in the Mishnah. So then she's chamoisei and she's aim chamoisei. So how many are you chayav for living with them? One or two or three?
But now that we have Zima, that tells you that you're only chayav one.
Right.
Zima tells you only chayav one. So now that you have Zima, are there any ramifications to the fact that, but it's still three lav, like the Rambam Muslim separate, other than having count the tire of
No, it's negay that it's three lavim because otherwise it won't be an aver at all. I don't know what you mean. The Torah gave you three separate averas, not to marry chamoisei, not to marry eim chamoisei, not to marry eim chamav. Right, so what do you mean, what are ramifications? It's when they're separate. The shayla of our Gemara is what happens when they're together. So we have a machloikis in the Tana, in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechim Anuri says he chayev three, and Chachom says he chayev one. And the Gemara, when the Gemara explains why the Shitas Chachomim is that he chayev one, the Gemara says, because it's one, it's the Torah went and unified it. When they're together, you're only chayiv one. So now that you're only chayiv one, because they're under one zima, so it boils down to machlokes of Yechem and Uri, and the Chachamim is how to learn zima hem. Do we say it's one shem or multiple shemes? Yechem and Uri agrees that if you do multiple shemes, you only chayiv one. He agrees to that. There's no machlokes. Okay. Anyway. So, the problem we obviously have is why does our Gemara now go on a rampage and our Gemara starts going, if Omer Abelez, Omer Bashaya, Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, Vesumchus, Omer Dover Echot. Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, Hodamor, that he says that Yechayev one, Yechayev three, and Sumchus, the Tznan, Shochto, Ves bas pito v'achakach shochat es pito soifeges arboim yichayev 40. The Tanakhama says yichayev 40 and Sumcha says that yichayev 80. Seems to be the same thing. What's the shaykhis? In our Mishnah we have a machlekes whether it's called one. Whether it's called one shem or multiple shemes. If it's one shem, you chayev one. And if it's multiple shemes, you chayev for each one separately. Just like 39 melachas on Shabbos, you chayev for each one separately. As they are all separate isurim. Right? Machloikas nebechem nuri and the chachomim is whether we call this one shem or not. What's the Gemara saying? Nebechem nuri v'sumchas amud avarech. Nebechem nuri and the chachomim are arguing in one thing. Chamoisei and Eim Chamoisei. Does Zima Achas unify it, and therefore you only chayiv one? Or does Zima Achas not unify it, and since it's separate averus, as the Rambam writes, so you chayiv each one separately? What is this in the what in the world does this have to do with Sumchas and the Chachamim? Granted that we're going to have to explain what's the machloekes Sumchas Chachamim in Maseches Chol, but what in the world does that have to do with our sugya? What's the shaykhs? Ultimately, the Gemara says, Taka that I've connected. Says the Gemara, Marova, Dumaloi, Ad Kalak, Marbech, Menu, Hocho, Elamishim, Shemis, Muchlokin. It's different Shemis. The Mekaya Chamoisoi, one is Chamoisoi, and then Mekaya Im Chamoisoi, Umekaya Im Chomiv. It's all separate Averis. Like Rashi explains. Hocho, Dali, De Bito, Baspito, Baspino, Nesras, Kenel of Gimli Suin. Okay? But, so these are separate Isurim. Avo, by Yosef es Benoi, Kulu, Yosef es Benoi Mekari, and it's one Shem. So over there, if you shechted the grandmother and the granddaughter, and then you shechted the middle one, you'd be only chayiv one, even according to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Shkayach, of course. What's the debate? What is the issue? There, not only is it one pasuk, it's one avera. Oisoy ve'ez benoy. That's what we're talking about. What's the shaykhus b'chlal? And then the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, I could say the other way around also. It's one zima. So here on this piece of Gemara, many of the Achronim ask a different question. What's the difference? This piece is very hard to understand because the Chayra, by Oisei Vespinoi, what are we saying? Oisei Vespinoi, the Gemara is saying like this. Gabi Oisei Vespinoi Gufan Mechlokin. Why is it Gufan Mechlokin? Because each animal is a different goof. The grandmother is one goof, the granddaughter is another goof. And now when you shech the middle one, the child, now you're over two. One, that it's the son of the grandmother, the child of the grandmother, and one, that it's the mother of the granddaughter that you shechted. Right? So what does that mean, goof and chaluk? Is it goof? You only shecht, you're getting the aver when you shecht the middle generation. You didn't get the aver when you shechted the grandmother. You didn't get the aver when you shechted the granddaughter. Now you're getting aver when you shecht the middle generation. Right? It came about through two gufim. It came about, that's how Rashi explains, it came about through the grandmother and through the grandchild. That, exactly. So the Achronim ask, so Chamoise and Em Chamoise is the same thing. It's coming from different reasons. It's all the same thing. So here, the Maisa, the Achronim, are bothered. It's really, in both cases, you're doing one Maisa Avera. You're shechting that middle generation animal that's also for you to shecht for two reasons. It's also you to shecht because of the lower generation, because the granddaughter. And it's also you to shecht because of the grandmother. True. But now, because of those two things, you're going to be chayiv too for shechting this one. That's not the classic goof and chalukas and shas. The classic goof and chalukas and shas is a person lives with two eshes ish, two women who are both eshes ish, in one haloma. He's chayiv two karbonos because they're separate people. Meaning, I did an avera with separate people. I did one avera with this eshes ish. I did another avera with this eshes ish. And now I'm chayiv two because each one is a separate person, even though it was one haloma. That's a classic goof and chalukas and shas. Somebody lives with five nidus. Balamachas. He's chayiv in each one separately. That's going to be the next mishnah that we have. That's a classic. This is not a classic goof and chalukas. And as Rav Daniel said, that's why Rashi is shitting on it. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what is goof and mechlokim? Shemachmas rishayna ushniya bohu elu shnei yisurim ala shlishis. The reason why Rashi is struggling is because that's what's bothering Rashi. It's not a regular goof and chalukas. A classic goof and chalukas in Shas is where you're doing an aver with two different goofim. You're doing aver on goof number one, you're doing an aver on goof number two. But over here, it's both one. It's one, you're doing the aver with one goof. But it came from two different places. Yeah, it's one aver, which is exactly the way Chamoisai and Aim Chamoisai. The way that would work is the same way. The Avera comes because of two different women. Because of Bitoi and Imo comes the Yisurim. It's coming because of different women. Same thing. It's Machmas, different women. So the Briskerov, the Briskerov over here, let me just see if I have it here. I think I do. Yeah, here we go. Kosher Lahovin, the Machilukika Bein Hocho Shebal Ashlish is Bezi Sugami Bez Behemos, Shein Bez Gufi, Hochanami, Chamoisoi, by Chamoisoi, Bo Al Chamoisoi Bezi Sugami Koyach Bez Noshin. The Imishum Shein Aguf and Machalkin Bo Kipirush Rashi, Haloi Gam Kan, Ein Aguf and Machalkin Bo Bepor Ashlish. The Pora that you're shechting now is not Guf and Chalukas. It came because of different Gufin. But it itself is one goof. So that's the kasha. Mukhar is a starker kasha. Kasha is a starker kasha. So last week, we went into Iran. We began to go into Iran. Fascinating Iran. Because the Mishnah in Chulin, as you've seen, lists two examples of where you only chayev one. One is if you shech the two siblings, shochat ves achoisa, and then you shech the mother. There also, you have two oisoy ves benois, two benois, one oisoy, you only chayev one, according to the Tanakhama. And then we had another example, shochto ves baspito, and then voiso. Over there, Tanakhama says you chayev one, because you only shechted the. That was the one you weren't allowed to shecht. And Sumchus says you chayev two. Now, there are two ways to look at that case. One is that Sumchus stam holds that if there are multiple reasons why you can't shecht this animal because of oisei ves benoi, you chayev each one separately. If there are multiple reasons, which, by the way, if that would be what Rabbi Yechon, what Sumchus is saying, and Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri by us would also hold that chamoisei and em chamoisei, it's all one shame, then there would be a good analogy between the two. Because they're both cases where you're doing one ma'aseh avera, which is usher because of different reasons of the same nature. Right? But in Chulin, there's a machloikis rishonim between Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos learns that Sumchus taka holds, you're always going to be chayev for oisei ves benoi multiple times. Whether you shechted the two siblings and then the mother, or you shechted the mother, the granddaughter, and then the middle generation, in both cases Sumchus says 80. In the Mishnah, Sumchus only clearly argues on the case where you shechted the mother, the granddaughter, and then the middle one. That's what Sumchus is going on. Tosfos says, V'hu adin de poleg aresha. Tosfos says, according to Sumchus also, if you shecht the mother, if you shecht the two siblings, which was mutter to do, and then you shecht the mother, you chayev two also. Azizok Tosfos. Chayev two malchus for that too. That's Tosfos Shit. The Ran argues. We went through the Ran last week, and the Ran says that you chayev taka one in that case, even according to Sumchus. Sumchus only argues where it's the grandmother, the granddaughter, and then the daughter. Because, and the Ran explains why. He says, because that's really Shemus Chalukim. Because the Gemara there in Chulin says maybe only chayiv if it's oisai ves benoi. Benoi va oisai minolan. And the Gemara brings a ribui. How you know benoi va oisai? The way the Ran understands that is that after the ribui of benoi va oisai, that's a separate shame. There's one iser called oisai ves benoi, and there's another iser benoi veloi oisai, which means it's really two separate iser. Again, Reb Daniel, it's one lav, but after the gilui, I'm saying, but after the gilui, after the ribui, it's looked upon as two lavim. The lashon of there in the Gemara and Chulin, no, the lashon here, the lashon in the Gemara and Chulin is like this. Let's look at the lashon in the Gemara and Chulin. The Gemara and Chulin says like this. Amar Hi, oisoi ves benoi amar achmona veloi benoi veoisoi. Ois alkadaitach. The sanya oisoi ves benoi en li ela oisoi ves benoi. Oisoi ves imoi minayin. How do you know you can't shecht it and its mother? Kishuoi meloi sishchatu harei kan shnayim. So it's one pasuk, but it's a ribui. It's a ribui in the one pasuk. But now, there are two ways to look at this ribui. One way to look at it is the Torah now is unveiling a new iser. There's oisai ves benoi, and there's a new iser called benoi veloi oisai. The other way to look at it is no. It's a ribui in the same lav that lois ishatu includes oisai ves benoi and benoi and oisai. It's all one thing. The Ran clearly takes the approach that's too shameless. There's one shame called Oisai Ves Benoi. And there's another lav called Benoi V'Oisai. Now, Toisus, in a way, he sounds like the Ran, but he argues with the Ran. Look at Toisus there in Chulin. Aresha Nami Polik. Kidipirish Bekuntris. He says. Mishim Levusa. And he says, the sefer nokat mishim levusa the rabbonon the af al gav the iko shtei shemo is the oisoi ves benoi the oisoi loy loki alach. Okay, so it sounds like, in a way, Toisvis seems to be embracing the Ran, which is that there's one shem called oisoi ves benoi, and there's another shem called benoi veloy oisoi. That's what it sounds like. But at the same token, Toisus argues with the Ran, and he says that Sumchus would argue in both cases. The Ran says no. Sumchus wouldn't argue in both cases. If you look at the Ran, Mishum Shem Shtei Shemoi, says the Ran. The reason why Sumchus argues with the Tanakama is because he holds Oisei Ves Benoi and Benoi V'Oisei are two Shemes, and says the Ran, that's the Ran. So the Ran, really the Ran is a bombshell, this Ran. Logically, we could hear it. And then we can water it down to a very similar machloikis, the way we understood our Mishnah. Machloikis is, if it's one Shem, or two Shemes. Sumchas holds, I say Ves Benoi and Benoi V'Loisoi is two Shemes. That's why you chayev 80. And the Chachamim hold it's one Shem. And that's why you only chayev 40. That would be the simple way to learn the way the Ran is learning. The problem with the Ran, really we have a problem with both approaches. If you learn that it's one Shem over there, it's one Shem and one everything, so then the difficulty is in our Gemara, because our Gemara says, our Gemara comes and says, Rabbi Yechem Menui V'Sumchus Omru Dover Echad. By us it's not one Shem. Everybody agrees, Chamoisoi, your name Chamoisoi, it's a separate pasuk, if not for Zimohein, it will be considered a separate lavim. It is separate lavim. It will be called separate isurim. It will be called separate shemus. Right? Because they both counted as separate lavim. For Haraya, the Rambam is going in the Tanakhama. The Rambam Paskin's like the Tanakhama. He still counts it as separate isurim. Chamoise is one isur. Em Chamoise is another isur. Counts it as a separate isur. Which, by the way, not by Yosef Ves Benoi. Doesn't count that a separate isur. It's one isur. Oisei ves benoi. Okay, so if you learn like Toisvis, that ultimately Sumchus argues in both cases, right? If that's the Mahalach. So then at least our Gemara by us works, where our Gemara says, Ad kan loy kamoch el mishum shemis mukhlokim. Avel gabi Yosef is benoi dekulo ves benoi makar nein shemis mukhlokim loy. Okay, that would be good. But if you learn like the Ran, that Sumchus is only arguing by Oisai Ves Benoi and Benoi and Oisai, because that is Shemes Chalukim, then what's our Gemara talking about? Then when our Gemara said, Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri V'sumchas Amru Dover Echad, when our Gemara said those words, our Gemara was basically, according to the Ran, what our Gemara was saying is that Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri and Sumchas both hold that since in these two cases it's Shemes Chalukim, Yechai for each one. Right? According to the Ran. According to the Ran, the reason why Sumchas holds Yechai of 80 is because it's Shemes Chalukim. That's what the Ran says. So when we said in our Gemara, Rabbi Yechai Menuri and Sumchas are saying one shita, what we're basically saying is, Rabbi Yechai Menuri by us holds it's two Shemes, and Sumchas over there holds it's two Shemes. Okay, that sounds great. So now the Gemara says, no, I can't like Rabbi Yechai Menuri, ha ha, because it's two Shemes. But over there, what do you mean over there? That's, according to the Ran, that's the whole point of Sumchas. The whole point of Sumchas is that Oisei v'Benoi and Benoi v'Oisei are two Shemes. That's precisely why Yechayev 2. If you hold like Toisvis, that Rabbi Yechai Menuri only holds Yechayev 2 by, then it will be okay. But if you hold like the Ran, that the Ran holds that you're chayev, that Sumchas holds your only chayev, where it's two shemas, so then what's Hakamura saying? It's like French. Kulu oisev is benoy mekali. What do you mean kulu oisev is benoy mekali? Okay, now another major problem on the Ran. One problem is our Gemara seems to say not like the Ran. Our Gemara seems to say clearly not like the Ran. Because our Gemara says that the reason why Rabbi Yechem Ben Nuri would not agree with Sumchas is because Sumchas' case is one Shem. And in our case, it's multiple Shemes. That doesn't fit with the Ran. That's number one. The other problem with the Ran is that the Tosefta in Chulin, on that Mishnah, if you look up the Tosefta, clearly says like Tosfos. Black and white. Says like Tosfos. It says clearly that Sumchas argues in both cases. Sumchas argues both by Shochto vs. Basbito v'oiso vs. Bito. And he also argues in the case Shochat Shnei Boneho v'akach Shochat Oiso. He also argues in that case. So Bekitzer, it doesn't work. This whole thing doesn't work. The Ran's pshat does not work, not with our Gemara, and not with the Tosefta. That's... What? Omar of Adil Molohi. Perhaps... Perhaps that's the conclusion. In other words, perhaps this is what it is. Perhaps Rav Yechem Ben Uri doesn't hold like Sumchas. You know why? Because perhaps Rav Yechem Ben Uri only holds over here because it's different Shemais. But over there, perhaps he would disagree with Sumchas because there it's one Shem. The perhaps, let's get clear. The perhaps is not on Shemais. The perhaps is perhaps Rav Yechem, but the Gemara says, doesn't say, Dilma Shemais Mechlokimein. The Gemara says, Dilma Loi, that Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri would disagree with Sumchas. You know why? Not because perhaps, because over there, Kulu, Oisev is Benoy Mekalia. Abul Hocha Shem is Chalukim. In other words, the Dilma
could be, perhaps he would look at it.
Who would look at it?
We would look at it as there, it's Tashem not Gufu Mechlok.
Shem is Mechlok. It's not a havamin, it's a conclusion of a svara. In other words, the Gemara is saying, conclusively, that Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri would disagree with Sumchas. Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri would disagree with Sumchas because over there he would say it's one Shem. Conclusive meaning, when the Gemara says, Kulu oisev es benoy mekariya, That's a conclusive statement. Meaning, if some, put it this way, if Sumchus is only saying his din because it's Shemesh Chalukim, so then this whole Gemara, you could take this whole Gemara and then close it. Right? The Gemara is trying to make a dimyan. The Gemara is making a dimyan. The Gemara is making a very good dimyan according to the Ran. Over here it's Shemesh Chalukim, and over there it's Shemesh Chalukim. Now, if the Gemara, then the Gemara is saying what that may be, Sumchus would say? Who would say that?
Like
Tesis. Forget Tesis. When the Gemara here says, Dilma, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri doesn't hold like Sumchus.
Right.
Why doesn't he hold like Sumchus?
By us, it's Mamish Shemus Mukhlakim.
Right.
And by the case of Oisus
Benoi. Why by us is it Mamish Shemus Chalukim? The Rabbanon argued with that. They said it's not Shemus Chalukim. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. So who? All the Gemara is going is like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri calls this Shemus Chalukim. When the Gemara is Hamamina, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and Sumchus are saying the same thing. Because Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds Chamoise is called Shemus Chalukim. Who are din by Yosef is Benoi. So the way you want to read the Gemara is the way you want to read the Gemara is like this. L'chayra, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and Sumchus hold the same thing. Because here it's Shemus Chalukim, here it's Shemus Chalukim. Here it's Shemus Chalukim and here it's Shemus Chalukim. The Gemara says no. Maybe Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri would hold that that's not called Shemus Chalukim. Okay, I mean, what was the Hava mean exactly? What was the Hava mean? I b'chlal don't even get what the Hava mean is. The Hava mean is what? Why is the Gemara putting together Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and Sumchus? I could put the Chachamim together with Sumchus too.
The Hava was that Oisus Benoi applied the same way that Chamoisei
Neim Chamoisei. Why? Well, the Brisa says clearly like Tosfos. That's the stomach problem. The Brisa says clearly that Sumchus argues in both cases. But our Gemara seems to be saying that Sumchus and Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri are one Shita. Why? Why is the Gemara saying that? Mehech Tosfos are one Shita. Maybe Sumchus and the Chachamim are one Shita. But you know what I'm saying? Maybe the Chachamim and Sumchus is one sheet. Because the Chachamim hold that by Shemus Chalukim also you chayev separate. They only hold over here, it's not Shemus Chalukim.
Meaning here is because we have
Zimin. Right. But I'm saying, the Chachamim also agree in Kohat Erekul, if you have Shemus Chalukim, you chayev multiple times. Right? So why is Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri anything more connected to Sumchus than the Chachamim are? In other words, there's a practical machloikis here between Sumchus and the Chachamim. Do we look at this as one shame, or do we look at this as multiple shames? Now, what is Oisei Ves Benoi? If Oisei Ves Benoi is decisively two shames, if Oisei Ves Benoi and Benoi Voisei is decisively two shames, then even the Chachamim would agree that you'd be chayev too. And if Oisei Ves Benoi is not two shames, then even Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri will be Moedi Yechayvoth. What's the Gemara? What I'm saying is, what's going on in the Gemara to put them together, and what's going on in the Gemara to separate them? Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and the Chachamim all have one Shita. If it's one shame, Yechayv one. If it's multiple shames, Yechayv multiple times. Now we have another Machloikis in Chulin. By Oisev is Benoi and Benoi Oisev. According to the Ran, that Machloikis is the same Machloikis. Meaning, is it multiple Shemus, Oisev is B'nai and B'nai Oisoi, or not? Even Sumchus agrees you only chayev by multiple Shemus. So what's the Gemara's attempt to put it together, and how is the Gemara separating it? It's very, 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 very unclear what's going on here in the Gemara. So the truth is that I believe that what the direction that the sugya is going here is really in a different direction. And that is, when you analyze Oisei Ves Benoi, right? Why are you chayev by Oisei Ves Benoi, according to Sumchus? Why tak are you chayev several malchus when you have Oisei Ves Benoi and Benoi and Oisei? Well, let's go according to Tosfos, noch besser. Tosfos says that according to Sumchus, you chayev even if you shechted the two children, and then the mother. Why does Simchas hold Yechayiv? They look her at Zichah one shem. Right? No, Lesishchitu just tells you the grandchild. I'm talking about the case where you have the two siblings and then the mother. There it's one shem and one pula. Why in the world does Simchas hold over the Yechayiv one? Yechayiv multiple. Stop and swear. L'chayiv, the conclusion of our sugya and the sugya in Chum is that if you have one shem, you only Yechayiv one. Grad over here, Rav Yechim and Uri holds Chamos and Eim Chamos is two shemes. Over there, Simchas may hold B'noi and Oisei and Oisei B'noi, like the Ran says, it's two shemes. But the case where you shechted the two siblings and then the mother, why in the world would Simchas say Yechayiv one? So I think that there's a different idea here what's going on. Simchas holds Yechayiv two. L'chayiv should be Yechayiv one. Simchas holds like this. There are two ways to look at Oisei v'ez B'noi. One way to look at Oisev as Benoi is that each generation that shechted triggers an Avera. Triggers an Avera on the next generation. You shecht the mother, now that triggers an Avera on the next generation. You can't shecht the child. It doesn't trigger an Avera on the two generations down, but it triggers an Avera on the next generation. You shecht the child, it triggers an Avera on the mother. You can't check the mother. It triggers one generation that there's an issue. That's one way to look at it. The other way... The multiple siblings would be exactly the same. Multiple siblings would be exactly like saying... Each one triggers the same Avera. It would be like the case I gave you last week, a Kohen marrying a woman who was divorced 10 times. He's not over... Not according to Simchas and not according to the Chachomim, is he get multiple Malkus. He gets one Malkus. That's it. Why? Because the divorces, the 10 divorces, are just ways of making the woman into a Grusha. So she's a Grusha for 20 reasons. So what? She's a Grusha. Anybody holds that a woman who was divorced 10 times, a Kohen is Chayev, 10 Lavim marrying this woman. Because he's marrying one woman who's a Grusha. And she was triggered as a Grusha. Now, if Oisev es Benoi works, that when you shech one generation, it triggers an Issa on the other generation. So then, if you shech two children, it's like being divorced twice. The mother now has two reasons, two of the same reasons why you can't shech the mother. Then everybody would agree you're only Chayiv one. And that's precisely what the Ran says. The Ran says over there, even Simchas Esther, he can't accept. The Ran cannot accept that in that case you should be chayiv more than one. It's unacceptable. But there's another way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, when you shech the child, it doesn't trigger an isser on the mother. When you shech the mother, it doesn't trigger an isser on the child. There's an isser that in one day there should be a shechita of two generations. When you went ahead then and you shechted the mother, there was as much an Avera on the mother as there was on the child. You have what I'm saying? It's not that when I shechted the child, now I can't shech the mother. When I shech the mother, now I can't shech the child. It's not the way it works. It's loy oisoy ves benoy loy sishchatu biyoy mechod. It's the pair. It's the pair. No. He's no wrong. Isho bita. First one is no problem by Ishu Bita. First one is your wife. The second one is not even chal. If you lived with the daughter and then with the mother, not l'shem yishus, you're not over anything. So by Ishu Bita, it's very clear. One lady gets married to you, she becomes your wife, your kosher wife. That's the only way she's a kosher wife to you. We can never say she's not your wife, because then there's no issue on her mother. If a guy lives with 10 generations of ladies, each one just beer, he's not a tired guy. We're not giving him aliyah. But Lamaisa, he's not over Ishu Bita. So that's exactly. So that would explain why if you shech the two children And then you shecht the mother. Why you be chayiv is because these are pairs that you weren't allowed to shecht. And each one was a pair. And that's precisely why, according to Tosfos, Simchas holds over there, you chayiv 80. Not for the shechting of the mother only, because you shechted this child with this mother, and you shechted that child with this mother. It's two pairs. Each pair is chayiv separately. Don't shecht two generations in one day. So now I have Oisiv Es Benoi, one problem. Another sibling, it's a problem with that one in this month. The pair, the Zugos, is the Isser. Exactly. Okay, Rabbi said this is going to need another shear. I'm sorry, but we'll need another shear for this. Okay.